Well, folks, good morning again on this Wednesday morning. And again, we want to thank you for tuning in to us, and we want to thank you for taking the time to listen. And especially, as we've mentioned in the past, for those of you who are unable to get out and about and still as yet have not been able to get into church, even though it opened on Sunday past, those of you who are housebound, we want to specifically remember you and pray that your hearts might be encouraged through these morning devotionals. Psalm 23 is where we've been at these past number of weeks. And what we've endeavoured to do is just simply taking one word and out of maybe a psalm and just sort of trying to ponder upon that word just for a few moments as you begin your day. Psalm 23, you'll remember that as we began together, we talked about the fact that He is mine. And it spoke of ownership. It spoke of the second word that we looked at in Psalm 23 was the word Lord, and it speaks of lordship. But today, the third word that we want to look at in Psalm 23 is the word lead. He leadeth me. And it's the word leadership. We continue in what we could call our little biblical series of Psalm 23 on the ships, the biblical ships of this passage. And you know it as well as I do. He says these words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I have just been doing a little bit of reading concerning this portion. And again, a return to Mr. Flanagan of what the Bible teaches. And he writes about this little portion of scripture. The theme of leading recurs in verse 3 and also in verse 3 and verse 2. But the two words which are translated leadeth in the AV are very, very different. In the first verse 2, leadeth has the thought of guiding towards a particular goal. This goal, of course, is the peaceful scene depicted by the pastures of tender grass and the waters of quietness. In verse 3, leadeth may rather convey the thought of guidance along the way, leading in the straight paths of righteous living. Jehovah Yahweh would have His people, that's the Lord our God, would have His people to walk in righteousness. He guides along that way, and if one should stray, He graciously restores the wanderer. And we know that that would undoubtedly lead us on into the fact of restoration, whereby He restoreth my soul. But this wonderful little truth this morning, whereby He is our leader. I remember years ago, there was a little chorus come out about a certain politician which will remain anonymous, and it simply goes these words, and we'll just use the word so-and-so because I'm not going to use the individual's name, but it said so-and-so is our leader and we are easy led. Well, I want to say to you that statement or that little song is a song of no real words, because God is our leader. But sometimes we are not easy led. Sometimes we are rebellious, because although He wants to lead me beside the still waters, although He wants to lead me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, sometimes because of our stubborn wills, we are unwilling to be led. Notice with me that where the Father speaks here concerning this theme of leadership, He doesn't drag His children along. He didn't drive them. He doesn't force them. He doesn't push them. I don't know if you ever watched there. As you know, I have a dog. In fact, I used to have two, our Lucy and Jess. But now, sadly, we've just the one, our Jess, and we often go out for a walk. And sometimes I have to continually remind her that she's not going to pull me along the way. And sometimes you watch people as they're out walking their dog, and it's not the fact that they're taking their dog for a walk, it's the fact that the dog is taking them for the walk. They're being pulled along. And our Lucy, in her early days, Kara said some days she used to go home in tears because the arm was pulled out of her. She got that strong and she was that forceful that she was adamant she was going to go her own way. And we determined that whenever the pup came along, that we would endeavour to correct her, endeavour to help her to see that it's not about her pulling, but about her following us, her being led by us. Now, that doesn't mean to this day that she's not tempted. If I just let her be on the lead, that she'll not try and pull or drag. But the fact is, with a little bit of correction, we can get her to walk to heel. And that's the way you want it to be. Otherwise, walking is no longer enjoyable with your dog. Folks, in many ways, God has to, and what God does do is correct us and chastise us, that we may, dare I use the expression, walk to heel. That we may just simply go, be led by him along the way. Note with me, he leadeth them, says the psalmist. He leadeth them. As his child, he leads me. As you are his child, he leads you. The dictionary meaning for the word lead is to show the way or by going with or ahead. It's not the fact that he's away ahead of me. He's actually beside me. He's wanting to. And as I read his word, as I seek his word, then we're grateful that that's exactly what he has done, does for us. He leads us. I'm mindful as we look back in history, mindful of the children of Israel when they leave the house of bondage in the book of Exodus. Egypt itself, and how that God would lead them through the wilderness. Why? Because he knew that if he led them the easy way, not over the Red Sea, there's the possibility they might repent and return back to Egypt because they might think the way was too hard. But God would lead them by the wilderness for what reason? But that they would not go back to their old ways, but primarily that he would be their guide. He would be their leader even through those years of 40 years of wanderings. We know what the scripture makes it clear. There was a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. When that pillar of cloud stayed still, the children of Israel were there to reside. When that pillar began to move, the Shekinah glory which shone over the very tabernacle of God itself, above the Holy of Holies, then the children knew that it was time for them to up sticks and begin to move. And sometimes in our lives, that's exactly what God does. God does in our lives. He rustles. He makes the nest very uneasy. Maybe it's a job situation, and we just feel as if our time within this job is coming to an end. Maybe it's a situation. Maybe even we're by our home. Maybe it's time. Maybe God is moving us to a new situation, new location, and makes us uneasy. And that, for the reason that we may begin to make preparation for what we believe, through God's word, he is guide and he will lead us. We're also mind as we not just think of the children of Israel, then you'll remember, if you do remember last year during our wee devotionals, we spoke of a man Ezekiel and how that he was led by the hand, and before him was measured 1,000 cubits and there was water to the ankles. And there's a measure, 1,000 cubits and water to the knees and water to the waist and loins, then water that could not be swum over. But what the picture is that God was doing the leading in that man, in Ezekiel's life. And the wonderful comfort we have this morning as we begin this new day is that God wants to be our leader. But what we do not want to be is a people that do not want to be led. But we want to be a people that are willing to do, to go, to be what God wants us to be. Why? Because the Genesis reminds us in Genesis, I think it's Genesis 24, that he led them the right way. It wasn't necessarily a trouble-free way. It wasn't necessarily a problem-free way. It wasn't necessarily a hassle-free way, but it was the right way. It was the way that God wanted them to lead. I draw our wee thoughts this morning to conclusion with Peter as he steps out of the boat. And you will remember, and I've used this illustration umpteen times and will continue so, because I believe, number one, it's a biblical illustration, but it's a very clear illustration. When the disciples were tossed about in the boat and they were afraid in the wind and they see what they think is a ghost coming, they ask the question, Lord, is it you? The Lord said, is it I? Peter says, bid me to come to thee and I'll come. And the Lord says, come. And Peter steps out and does something quite supernatural, because he begins to walk on the water, not upon a feeling, but upon the guidance and the leading of God. And he has the word of God. And because he has the word of God, he is in the will of God. Today, as we seek his will and leading in our lives, the primary means that he will use to lead me today is through his word, to bring me closer to him. May the Lord bless you on this new day, and may his word encourage your heart.